heading back from lunch. I'll try to summarize this as quickly as I can because I've actually got quite a bit to say. And I've only got 5 minutes to do it. That's as long as the audio boo recording lasts. I've been having a great sort of Twitter debate with a very intelligent dude by the name of Dent Verge. And we've been following each other for quite a while, and I like this guy. He's a bit provocative. It seems like he's generally going to be the yin to any yang that might offer up, which is not, and I stress this, not a bad thing. I think that's because again, it's not as though it's random chatter. He's a very, very smart guy. He does come from, I believe, a very sort of opposite end of the spectrum from me on a lot of issues. I'm driving, so I might not be making a lot of sense. And it's very, very hot. Very hot. So what we were sort of debating about is just the nature of consciousness, the nature of the universe. I think really if you had to summarize where our debate is, it's the nature of consciousness and its importance in the universe. I mean, and if I'm wrong about, this is a very broad generalization, if I'm wrong, Dent Verge, by all means let me know. Sort of spitballing here as I drive. It seems to me that he views consciousness as being epiphenomenal to the physical world. One of the things he had said is, you know, obviously human beings are descended from single-cell organisms. You know, that's sort of our... we are essentially just very complex iterations of single-cell organism development. You know, in our case, we're collective organisms. I'm trying to parallel park here, so I may be less cogent than usual. But I actually, I view, on the other hand, consciousness as being something quite a bit more significant than mere bubbling up out of electrochemical reactions in the nervous system. And I think that there's actually quite a lot of reason to believe that this is so. It has to do with experiential information. It's very difficult to how can I put this? Oh, it's so hot. It's extremely difficult to take experiential information and chart that in a way that a scientific model can understand or really do much with. The problem is when I begin saying this stuff, anyone of a particularly scientific bent is going to begin sort of catching a slight whiff of a bit new agey, a bit dogmatic, sort of, you know, touchy-feely consciousness banter. The truth is that's not really the case at all. Actually, I suppose you could say, come full circle, not because I found Jesus or anything, and not because I've spent 10 years in an ashram and they've changed my mind on the subject, but actually through a very rich kind of tapestry of logical deductions based on observation. I mean, for instance, one of the things that seems very clear to me is that the universe is organizing itself into greater and greater forms of complexity. I'm about to run out of time. This is mathematically obvious. You know, you look at, you just sort of think about that a little bit. Think about how it seems the universe has organized itself. It's gotten ever more and more complicated, which puts humans at a very, very complicated and a very significant stage on that timeline. I'll have to do more later. Send me an email. I'm about to run out of time. ISOBAN@gmail.com, and may the force be with you.